Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Building investor angst around US-China trade talks drag US equity markets into the red. The Dow is down 286 points or 1.1%, pairing an earlier decline of over 400 points in the final hour of trading. Broader S&P 500 fell 1.2% following a particularly bruising session for the energy sector after sharp falls on crude markets. The Nasdaq lost 1.6%. However, Tesla rose 1.4%, arresting a 6 straight sessions of declines after a leaked internal email from Elon Musk said that the company has a good chance of delivering more cars than it managed in the fourth quarter of last year. Looking ahead, US equity markets are closed on Monday night Australian time for the Memorial Day holiday. On the US-China trade front, the US needs to correct its wrong actions if it wants to continue negotiations with China to end a damaging tariff war, China's Commerce Ministry said on Thursday, adding that talks should be based on mutual respect. In US corporate earnings, HP Inc. gained ground in extended trading after the PC and printer company posted better than expected fiscal second quarter results. However, Best Buy fell 4.9% despite the firm's first quarter same-store sales coming in ahead of Wall Street's expectations, with sales of wearable devices and tablets leading the charge. And Ross Stores Inc. fell in after-hours trading despite posting better than expected first quarter earnings, with the retailer's forward guidance undershooting analysts' expectations. In US economic data, the IHS Market Manufacturing PMI printed at 50.6 in May, the lowest level since September 2009. Elsewhere, new home sales dropped 6.9% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 673,000 units last month versus economists' forecast for a more modest 2.9% decline. Europe's main markets were weaker, with automotive stocks among the worst performers amid a broad-based retreat. Germany's DAX was down 1.8%. France's CAC also down 1.8%. In economic data, IHS Markit's Eurozone flash composite PMI edged up to 51.6% this month from a final April reading of 51.5. The German IFO Business Climate Index slipped to 97.9 in May from 99.2 in points in April and below consensus forecast for a reading of 99.1. Voting in the European elections began overnight in the UK and the Netherlands and continues in Europe today. London's FTSE fell 1.4%, with energy heavyweights a big drag on the index. A host of stocks were also trading ex-dividend. UK-based semiconductor designer Arm Holdings said it suspended business with Huawei to comply with the US blacklisting of telecom company. Vodafone and BT Group, the biggest phone carriers in the UK, have also said they are removing Huawei phones from their 5G network plans. Royal Mail tumbled almost 11%, with Reuters citing some trainers expressing concerns that the UK Postal Service could be re-nationalised amid turmoil surrounding Prime Minister Theresa May's government. Prime Minister May backed down on Thursday from plans to seek Parliament's support for a Brexit bill, already rejected by much of her Conservative Party, as expectations rose that she would cave into demands that she resign. Base metals were mixed, copper edging 0.2% higher to just shy of $2.70 a pound, recovering from an earlier session slide to its lowest level since the 14th of January. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 1%, while nickel fell 0.5% and zinc was down 0.9%. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $1.99 to $103.99 a metric tonne, snapping 5 consecutive sessions in gains and after settling at its highest level since the 7th of May 2014 in the previous session. Gold futures added $11.20 to $1,285.40 an ounce as the US dollar index pulled back from a 2-year peak scaled earlier in the session. Oil prices fell sharply, extending the previous session's marked declines as trade tensions weighed on sentiment, WTI tumbling $3.51 or 5.7% to $57.91 a barrel, Brent sinking $3.23 to $67.76 a barrel and its lowest settlement since the 25th of March. US Treasury yields logged their steepest single session declines in almost 5 months as trade fears and some soft economic data emboldened the bond bulls. US 10-year Treasury yield slumping 9.7 points to 2.296%, the sharpest daily fall since the 3rd of January and the lowest settlement since October 2017. Elsewhere, the Australian government 10-year bond yield fell to a fresh record low yesterday of 1.585%. And the Aussie dollar is firmer this morning, buying approximately 69 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.